Coptic lesson 3, page 4. Learn more letters. I've got the letter L, a letter which is equivalent of Kha in Arabic. And then these two letters together sounds like U, as in moon. T, a letter which looks like a cross. It's actually made of two letters, T plus I, so it sounds T. It's not just a T, it is a T-I. The letter which looks like an H sounds long E, E as in mean, deep. Then we have got this letter which is known as theta. It's T-H. It sounds T-H except when comes after SH or after a C. In this case it sounds T. It's easier to say Eshteen rather than Eshteen, and Estoy easier than Estoy. Let's go back to vowels. Putting the vowels together, we have got A, A, I, E. A as in ask, A as in came, E as in or sin, E as in mean. Then I've got three kinds of O's. One short O, like in rock. A long O, as in goal. And a contracted O, that is U, as in moon. So again, O, O, O. Now we move to the stroke. I've got only one stroke in Coptic. We call it jinkim. And this small stroke, when it comes over a letter, it sounds like a light short A, as in egg, exit. So imagine the letter G in Coptic and put a letter jinkim on it, then it sounds egg. If it is on a K, then it sounds ek. Now let's look at these familiar names and we can practice pronunciation through them. Kolkasi. Kolkasi is the known Kolkas. Uta. Uta in Coptic means fruit, but it's used in Egyptian Arabic as tomatum or tomato. Uta. Fasoli. Fasoli, this is of a Greek origin, and you can see the letter G, it means a Greek word. Fasoli is the haricot bean. Then the famous fail, which is fool, the beans we are familiar with. And again, in Egyptian Arabic, we use falafel, falafel, which is a purely Coptic Egyptian name. So I'll read these names again. Kolkasi, Uta, Fasoli, Fail, and Falafel.